Welcome to the Heal, Thrive, Dream podcast, where trauma survivors become healthy thrivers. Each month, we'll feature a theme in the trauma recovery and empowerment field to promote your recovery, healing, and learning how to build dreams. Here's your host, Karen Robinson, transformational coach and therapist.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Heal, Thrive, Dream podcast. Today, our guest is Ms. Anissa Hudak. Mm-hmm. Did I say that correct?
You did, yes.
Oh my, I usually practice with people before starting and I was like, oh my God, I didn't do that. So, okay, that's really cool that I got that right. So Anissa is a she's a yoga therapist, but what's really cool and why I wanted to invite her to speak with us today is because she's has a program that's called Trauma Healing Yoga Therapy Program. I just think that sounds amazing. I have not taken it, but it just sounds really amazing. So, Anissa, what else do you want to tell our audience in terms of introduction about who you are?
Well, I have the distinction of knowing trauma pretty intimately. And that's anything to brag about, of course, but I grew up with, my father was a Vietnam vet. He had PTSD. We didn't really realize it at the point, you know, at that time. But there was, you know, some trauma involving that. And then I had my first rape when I was 18. And from then, I had a really traumatic birth experience with my son at 28, a severe postpartum depression because of the trauma I endured. Second time around with my second son, I actually lost his twin in utero. Mm. And, you know, it's just trauma after trauma after trauma. Then about 5 years ago, I was raped again. And so I kind of know trauma just a little bit.
Well, that's so unfortunate to hear, you know. Would rather those things had not happened to you. So I'm very sorry to hear that. Well, there goes the joy I had today.
Yeah, I'm quite the buzzkill, right? I mean, yes. However, all of these horrible things have really set me up for what I'm doing now.
Yes.
And, you know, it is what it is. I can't change it, mm-hmm. but I'm going to use it to my advantage the best way I can.
Which is, what's the best advantage?
Helping Tell us more others. About that. Helping yeah. others.
Yes. So making it for not. Not making it for not. You know, taking the hardship and turning it into empowering yourself to help others.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. Well, you are a tough cookie. I'm sure you've heard that a time or two. So tell us a little more about how you bring your experience into your yoga therapy program. Like how did you get that going?
Completely by accident. I did not wake up one day and say, I'm going to be a yoga therapist and I'm going to help people through their trauma. Didn't exactly happen. I started taking yoga teacher training classes and I only wanted to take like a level one just to keep myself safe. I didn't want to go to anybody else's class. Because I didn't want to be on anybody's schedule. And so I took a level one. I wanted to keep myself safe and have my own practice. About halfway through that first class, I realized, for me, yoga is such a gift. It has given me so much. And it's not about teaching it. It's about sharing this amazing gift. And so I kind of got the bug. And within 2 months, I was offered... Actually, it was 1 month. I was offered two teaching positions as soon as I finished the class. And I was like, I think the universe is telling me something. So I had started taking classes through an organization called Yoga Fit, and I highly recommend them for education for yoga teachers. They are very alignment-based. It's a very fitness-based kind of a course. And so I started taking classes with them, and I loved the people I was coming into contact with, and I loved how my body was feeling and what I was learning and what I was going to be able to share with others. Mm-hmm. they have a track called the Warriors Track, and it's for military for PTSD. At the time, we lived right outside of Fort Riley, Kansas. My husband was active duty. Mm-hmm. And we had people coming and going from deployments all the time. We had a warrior transition battalion here. And so I literally live in the belly of the beast when it comes to war-related PTSD. So right. I thought, you know, I should take these classes. And that way I would be able to give back to my community. Mm-hmm. And I was about halfway through the first day. And I said, oh, crap. The first person I need to start working on is right here.
Yeah.
So it became a journey of, you know, self-discovery, self-healing, and along the way, you know, being able to help others with their, you know, self-healing. So it's really been very, it's been an extraordinary journey. Once I finished that track, you know, I had taken other courses here, there, then whatever, and I wound up getting credentialed as a yoga therapist. And so that's all I really do is I just work with folks who have trauma-related issues, PTSD, and TBIs, traumatic brain injuries.
Mm-hmm. And do you do this individual sessions or group or both?
Well, I can do individuals, and I have. I do a lot of group setting work. However, I really like to keep the groups very small, generally no more than 7. However, with all of the alternatives to poses that I can offer, you can really have your own individual session in a group type setting.
I see.
So it's kind of really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, have you written anything about your work or if people want to learn more about what you do other than taking classes, like if they want to research it first, what would you recommend?
Hop on over to my website, www.traumahealingyoga.com. Mm-hmm. That is a great place to start. You know, there are tons of books that you can read. The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. I mean, it's just classic. Anything written by Levine. Mm-hmm. He's very good. And that would be where I would suggest people start out when they want to really learn about PTSD, trauma, and how it really starts in the body before it manifests as a mental health issue.
I completely agree. That's why we see trauma survivors with migraines and acid reflux, and I mean, you name it, any kind of fibromyalgia. Most of my survivors I work with have a whole host of medical issues. Yeah, so that's really good. So a lot of the somatic work. Yeah. So what are you currently reading? I always ask my guests that, like, are you reading anything that you would recommend to somebody else? If you're not, what maybe is your favorite book?
I am currently reading The Confidence Code. And that is something that my therapist recommended to me. Mm-hmm. I just read The Gift of Fear. I just finished that one up. And I highly recommend that for any woman. That is a must read for any woman. The Gift of Fear.
Do you remember the author?
Gift of Fear. Oh, I don't. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll look it up.
I do all of my reading actually as audiobooks. Mm-hmm. In the morning when I'm putting on my makeup or whatever. Sometimes when I'm cooking, if I'm alone, I'll listen to my audiobooks, or if I'm driving. I find that just is easier for me. Mm-hmm. But as I said, right now, I'm currently reading The Confidence Code. And what's really interesting is that as a woman who has experienced trauma, you know, my confidence has taken a huge hit. Right. And so listening to this, I have to read it in small bites because it actually gets me really wound up. I get really angry. Oh. So I listen to it in small bits, but I like it. I'm enjoying it. I'm learning a lot, and I'm learning about things that I'm doing to really almost sabotage myself because of lack of self-confidence because of the trauma.
Yeah. What's your explanation why that happens? You know, because we don't traumatize ourselves. So why do we end up carrying the shame, the blame, the guilt, the poor esteem? Like, why does that happen?
So I'm probably going to take a cop out answer here and say society. There is so
that's
much
not a cop out.
Victim blaming, victim shaming, victim guilting. We have to prove that it happened to us. You know, the lack of support from family members and friends and society as a whole. You know, when you are fed that 24/7, you really start to doubt your own self.
Right.
But also too, there's a part of us, I think that, you know, we feel like we failed ourselves. We failed to keep ourselves safe. We failed to, you know, not let this happen to us. We failed ourselves. And so if we're failing ourselves, well, then we can't possibly do for anyone else. Mm-hmm.
So how did you heal that piece? Because obviously you've done some work around that already.
I have done some work around it. Learning to let go of it. Learning not to hear it, not to listen to it, not to believe in it. Really to dig deep and believe in myself. Some days are better than others. Hey, I'm human. Some days are better than others.
Right.
But learning that, you know, to take risks again. And listening to my gut. And I think that's one of the biggest things that women in my position have a problem with is listening to that inner voice, that gut right. voice that says, go right. When mm-hmm. you really want to go left, go right. No, you got to do this.
Always.
Really listening to that inner voice and that gut feeling, learning to trust it again.
Yes. Yes. The intuition or the spirit, the soul, you know, your higher power speaks through you to you through the intuition. So it's super important not to drown it out with whatever we want to do, but, you know, really think about that. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're on the money with society, societal response. You know, the Me Too movement was pretty telling of that as well. So you mentioned letting go, which I think is probably one of the hardest things for survivors to do, but necessary if we're going to live a holistic life, right? We have to let go of pieces of it, at least. I call it not claim the shame because we didn't do anything to deserve what happened. But how do you, if you had to put words into how you let go, How does that happen? Do you do that through your yoga practice? Is it journaling? How did you get to do that?
So growing up, my father was an alcoholic. And, you know, PTSD and addiction go hand in hand. It's a lot of self-medicating.
Right.
When he was sober, he was going to AA. And in our house, we had plaques around the house with the Serenity Prayer on it. And I have to tell you that still to this day, I mean, I know it by heart and I say it to myself when I'm in a situation that really bothers me, when I'm learning, you know, trying to let go of something, I'm constantly repeating that to myself. And, you know, again, it's, is it mine to carry? Can I change it? Then I got to let it go. If it's not mine to carry and I can't change it, then I need to let that go. And easier said than done, but I have to tell you those little plaques around my house growing up, I can see them in my mind's eye. Mm-hmm. That still anchors me today.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandma had one hanging up in her house. And every time I walk by, I would read it. And I'm like, that's just so comforting. It's just so comforting. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a really good tidbit. Do you have any other tips or tricks for survivors watching that maybe feel hopeless right now? Don't believe that they can climb out of the hole that they believe that they're trapped in? What kind of wisdom do you have for them?
Your situation is not hopeless. You are not helpless. You are not alone. You are loved. You are welcomed. you know, it's temporary. What you're feeling right now is temporary. And you might have been feeling this now for years, but I just want you to know it's temporary because it can be changed. Mm-hmm. You just haven't found what works for you yet. And once you do, the light's going to come on and things are going to look so much better. So do not give up, because giving up is not an option.
Not an option.
And you got to find what works for you. Don't keep trying the things that you've been trying all along. Try something new. But keep going.
Did you ever get stuck and have to try something new too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, as we evolve in our healing journey, you know, who I was 6 months ago is not who I am now. And who I'm going to be in 6 months is not who I am right now. And so what works for me right now in this moment may not work for me 6 months from now or 6 months from where I am, you know? So that's why you got to keep trying things. Even if you've tried something and it didn't work for you, you're a different person now in this place. So try it again.
Yes. Yes.
Keep trying. Keep trying new stuff. Keep trying old stuff. Just keep trying.
Yes. What are some of the favorite things that you've tried in your healing journey?
Oh, so I'm a firm believer that the mind and the body are one. In Western medicine, everything is very compartmentalized.
Right.
And, you know, mental health is mental health and body is physical, and that's a whole different thing. I really like to believe that we're one, because one really can't go without the other.
Right.
And so you have to heal the entire package. So that being said, my yoga is my lifeline. My yoga mat is my greatest confidant. It's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
My yoga mat saved my life, hands down. Therapists. I've had several therapists, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I'm working out with now is a man. And I had never worked with a gentleman before, and I was kind of hesitant because, you know, am I going to be able to say the things that I want to say, and am I going to offend him, or is it going to be kind of weird and gross, or, you know, am I going to be embarrassed? And I have to tell you that with this man, I have done more work and had more progress than any of the other therapists before.
Yeah.
I will tell you that this gentleman specializes in sexual trauma, as opposed to all of my other therapists that did not.
Makes a big difference.
Makes a huge difference. with that, I've done EMDR. Love EMDR. He mixes it with brain spotting, and it just really works for me. It has been incredibly healing for me. In addition to that, I'm on meds. I'm not ashamed to say I'm on meds. I actually know that I have some sort of a imbalance, or if you will, in my system. I will probably be on meds for life.
Okay.
It is genetic. I'm okay with it. However, I don't know if you've heard of a test called GeneSight.
For meds to get you on the right med? Yeah. One of my clients who had a lot of abuse in his past did that at Johns Hopkins.
I got to tell you, I had it done here in my local doctor's office. You know, it's a swab test they do for saliva, came back a week later. And this test was so amazing because it has three columns. You know, this is the column that you should be taking, whatever these meds are. The middle column, it may work, it may not work, you know. And then quite frankly, the oh shit, do not give list. Excuse me.
No, that's good. And, yeah.
And so it was really interesting. I had been on Zoloft for years and it was in the middle column. And I was like, well, what if I took one of the ones this is a good one. I wonder if I'll do better. Well, guess what? I did. And I am. You know, we have this technology. People should be using it. I know a lot of doctors who prescribe meds, you know, are like, well, let's try this one first. And, you know, why are we trying when we know?
Did your insurance cover this?
It did.
It did. Ooh, what's the name of the test again? I need to write and think about this more.
GeneSight. And I highly recommend it. My son was having some difficulties. I insisted we have the test done. And the doctors had been wanting to put him on, I think it was Prozac. And I had been putting him off. And sure enough, when we got the test back, it was in that third do not give list. And I'm like, thank God I didn't agree to that, because this poor kid didn't need any more problems, you know? Right. So use the technology that's available to you. So, you know, getting on the right meds, finding the right therapist for your needs, finding some sort of a way to move your body, mm-hmm. you know, and for me, it's yoga, and I love yoga. And, you know, of course, I'm going to tell you yoga is the best to do. Mm-hmm. However, for some people, that is running, it's walking, it's hiking, you know, maybe it's martial arts, maybe it's kickboxing. There is no right or wrong answer here. Just move. I love essential oils. They can be incredibly effective in helping with trauma.
Do you have recommendations?
Well, obviously, lavender, like, cures everything. Love lavender, especially for sleep. Helps to calm. Lemongrass is great for anxiety. Mm-hmm. Vetiver is good for sleep as well. Doesn't smell real great, but actually my favorite, if anybody's having sleep issues, my favorite blend right now that I've been using is lavender with cedarwood.
That just sounds soothing.
It has been wonderful for my sleep. And, you know, I listen to special music when I go to bed. It helps me to kind of get the brain to relax and slow down so I can sleep. There's all kinds of different things that you can be doing, all kinds of little tricks that really help mm-hmm. make a difference.
You've totally given this some thought.
Yeah, it's kind of my job, you know, it's kind of my job.
No, that was just so incredibly helpful, because, you know, as you already know, that sleep is one of the things that's also impacted. Low motivation is impacted, so the movement is huge. You know, the more we don't feel like doing something is like when we really need to kind of do it.
And so. That absolutely, and I think that with a good night's sleep, like, you know, 85% of your problems become smaller.
Yeah.
And so sleep is a linchpin. I know that when I've gotten good sleep, I'm going to be more effective. And yeah. So, you know, that's really very important. The movement is equally as important. Getting out 15 minutes a day in the sunlight is important. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D, what's your vitamin D at? Have you had it checked?
I did, and it was low.
Okay, so I happened to ask my doctor, and he just, it was like, whatever. He thinks I'm a witch doctor, right? So he checked it, and I was at a 9.
Ooh, I don't think mine was that low.
Okay, and so 30 is your minimum. I was at a 9, and he looked at me, and he said, how did you drive here? And how do you not have rickets? Like, and so I have been doing these really intense vitamin D regimens now for months. To try to bring it back up. Vitamin D plays a huge role in your mental health status and how you just feel in general. You know, especially if you have low motivation, check the vitamin D. And for essential oils for that is anything citrus.
I love that.
Citrus will kind of help brighten you back up and motivate you. So, you know, that's really important.
Well, you are talking to us a much more about holistic recovery just than yoga. So that's really cool.
Well, it's all part of it. Like, yeah. You can't just treat one thing. And what I do with my clients is I say, okay, first thing we have to do is you need to go to the doctor and make sure that nothing physiologically is wrong.
Right.
you know, make sure you don't have cancer. That's why you're so tired, or that's why this hurts, or whatever. Like, you know, go and get a CBC done, check your vitamin D. Maybe you have diabetes and you don't know, and that's why this is happening. Like, you need to check and make sure physiologically, okay, everything's on par. So now let's figure out what's going on from the mental health standpoint. Yes. And, you know, again, are you well enough to be doing yoga or any other physical activity?
Yes. Yeah. Huge. That was very helpful. All right. Anything else before we start winding down? Any other recommendations stand out to you? And I think we covered quite a bit in terms of physical, mental health. Like, or do you do any kind of journaling, or do you do any workbooks, like therapy workbooks, anything like that you recommend? Or you're like, no.
Well, I create them for my clients because I have, you know, courses available and things like that. So I actually create them for my clients. Do I do any journaling? I got to tell you the truth. I hate to write. Here's my little known thing. I hate to write. And, however, I find that when I do write things down, I feel better. So I have this love-hate relationship with journaling. Do I do it? No. But there are times when something is bothering me so deeply that I have to get it down on paper. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just the act of getting it down on paper makes me feel better. Throwing it away then makes me feel better, or burning it up makes me feel better. To get it, just to get it released, get it out of me. One of the great things about having a therapist is that, you know, you're paying for that hour. You're paying for them to listen to you. Quite frankly, you can say anything you want. And being able to say something to this person, there are things that I've said to this man that I would never say to anyone else. And, you know, he's like, there's no judgment here. I'm not judging you. And just to be able to say these words, I'll say to him, I just need to say this out loud. He's, go ahead, say it out loud. You know, and just sometimes that act of saying it out loud is powerful enough.
Yes.
There are times when he does make me write. That's my homework sometimes.
That's a good therapist right there.
And, yeah, it, you know, I had to write a list about some things, and it was so traumatizing to me. And, you know, he was like, okay, I'm kind of sorry, because I can tell you, you're really traumatized. Well, we're going to step back a week or, you know, or two from this, and we'll come back to it. But he said, you know, you had to get it out. Yeah. Like, you had to get it out. And I was like, yeah, I know. He's like, you're going to be better for it. But right now, you need to be gentle with yourself. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. you know, no. So to answer your question, no, I don't like to journal. Yes, I do it occasionally, but I love creating workbooks for my clients.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll have to check those out. And so if somebody wants to get introduced to the work that you do, would you recommend starting with a course or a workbook? What do you recommend to start with? Like consultation?
You know, I can do consultations. I have on my website a free meditation that's available. It's a body scan meditation. Mm-hmm. It's really great for people who've experienced trauma. And then, yes, there are courses available and what have you. I have free Facebook groups that people can jump into and kind of get more acquainted with me. You know, I think people with trauma are a little hesitant. And they kind of like to check things out before they, you know, really commit to something. And so I want to give people ample opportunity to really kind of get to know me before they say, yeah, I want to work with you.
Yeah. So I have a Facebook community as well for that has a trauma group. I would love to be able to tell them about your group, if that's okay. What is the name of your group?
It's Women Surviving to Thriving. And that is just for women who've experienced sexual trauma. And then I have another group that has men and women in it. And that's healing PTSD trauma with yoga therapy. And that group, again, is men and women, all kinds of different types of trauma. But the other group is just specifically for women who've experienced PTSD, sexual trauma. I will say for that group especially, there are questions leading you into the group.
Mm-hmm.
I check everyone. It really is. I go to their Facebook profiles. I check and see if they have any other handles out there. I look at all their social media kind of stuff. I will tell you that on average, I have between 5 and 10 men every week that try to get into the group.
I see the predators in some of the groups I'm in.
Yes.
It's so gross. And people aren't aware.
They aren't. And so that's what the questions are there for. It's not because I want to know what happened and I want every nitty gritty detail, because that's not what I'm asking for. However, I need to keep everyone safe in the group. Confidentiality and being safe are, you know, my top priorities. And so that's what the questions are there for. And I take it very seriously.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
You know, please don't be put off by the questions.
No, they're essential. Yeah. I would be put off, I think, or I'm speaking for, I think, most people, that it's off-putting if you wouldn't have questions for such a highly sensitive group.
I have a lot of women who write me back and say, well, you know, it's triggering. I don't want to talk about it. Like, listen, I don't need to know your life history. Just tell me, were you raped? Were you molested? You know, just give me something so I know kind of what happened. I don't need the nitty gritty details. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to be traumatized. However, I need to keep everyone safe.
I'm kind of thinking if they can't say in general like that, like, wouldn't they be triggered in the group?
Not only that, but they're telling me that they're at a place where they're not ready to be in the group.
Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to say.
You know, so
a little articulate. Yeah.
And so that's okay. You know, mm-hmm. We'll be here when you're ready.
Right.
You know, and I've said that to plenty of women. Hey, I don't think that this is a right fit for you. You know, maybe in a couple of months. Generally, most women are about 6 months past their episode of experience or more. And generally, in the first 6 months, I don't think that you're in a place where you can really hear. Yeah. And you're so very raw. And this may not really be the place for you. Because I don't want you to be hurt or triggered.
Yeah.
So, it's very interesting. It really is.
I think maybe I see this in a lot of groups I belong to, like a lot of people just want to observe and, you know, and that's understandable at the beginning, but the true healing, this is for everybody listening. The true healing is when you participate, you know, in the discussions, the process.
Yeah. You know, when you look at other groups like AA or NA or even Weight Watchers, what is the one thing that they all have in common? They have a community aspect to them. Mm-hmm. We can't heal by ourselves. We have to have a community around us. And in fact, I'm creating a membership for women who've been sexually traumatized, and it's going to incorporate not only the yoga, but a lot of the holistic things we talked about and what have you, a lot of education. But the community aspect, I wanted a place where we could go and be together. We don't have to talk about it. We all know why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start where we are and start moving forward. And that's what I'm really working on creating, is this membership so we have that community.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot in common. That's one of my goals too. Is do that for women surviving childhood abuse in particular, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it's such a joy to talk to someone that values therapy. And I love yoga. I don't do it religiously, but the times I've done it, I've really enjoyed it. So I'm so happy there are people out in the world like you that do this to help serve trauma survivors. It's cool. And the fact that you have that personal and professional together, I think that's the word I want. legitimizes you, not to people?
Well, you know, I walk the walk every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm human. There are days when I don't walk the walk quite so well. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Nobody wants a perfect anything.
No, I'm the first one to say I'm not. And, you know, I'm kind of building this all out as to what would have helped me. You know, what would I have liked to have seen when these situations had happened? And so that's really what I'm basing it all around. And so hopefully other women will find it beneficial, like I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, I'm really appreciative that you took the time to be with us today. Any last takeaways before we end for today?
Just, again, you know, giving up is not an option. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to find what works for you. So don't give up.
Don't give up.
You know, if anybody is looking on their cell phones, you can download my app. It's Ooh. Trauma Healing Yoga. It's an app right on your phone, which is really cool, or on your tablet. That'll help get you started. Again, my website is www.traumahealingyoga.com. You can go there as well. And the membership will probably be up and running before Christmas.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
That's
I can't
so
wait.
Awesome. I will share it with my audience for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. All
right. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, it was my pleasure. I think your message today is really going to resonate with a lot of people. So I'm super appreciative.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening in today. Please join us next week, same day and time. Also, I would love for you to check out my website, healthrivedream.com.